Harkey's bar was full with starship crews, hunched around tables, or concentrating in small knots at the bar. There was also a scattering of the combat boosted in the room. He had never seen them before, not in the flesh, if that's what it could be called. Several of them resembled cosmonics, with a tough silicon outer layer and dual, even triple, lower arms, sockets customized for weapons. But the majority had a sleeker appearance than the cosmonics, whose technology they pilfered. They'd been sculpted for agility, rather than blunt EVA endurance, although Terence could see one combat-boosted who was almost globular. Her head a necklace dome with a wraparound retinal strip, grainy auburn below its clear lens. The lid rippled constantly, a blink moving round and round. There were four stumpy legs and four arms arranged symmetrically. The arms were the most human part of the modified body, since only two of them ended in burnished metal sockets. He tried not to stare at the assembled grotesqueries, not to show his inner nerves. The bar's atmosphere was subdued, heavy with anticipation. It was long past the time the band were usually jamming on stage, but tonight they were drinking back in the kitchen, resigned to a blown gig. "Captain André Duchel," Oliver Thwellen said, "owner of the Villeneuve's Revenge." Terence shook hands with a smiling, round-faced captain. There was some contradiction in his mind that such a jovial-seeming man should want to join a military mission. "I need starships capable of landing a scout team on a Terra-compatible planet, then backing them up with tactical ground strikes," he said. André put his wineglass down squarely on the table. "The Villeneuve's Revenge has 4 X-ray lasers and 2 electron-beam weapons. Planetary bombardment from low orbit will not be a problem. There could also be some anti-ship maneuvers required from you, some interdiction duties." "Again, monsieur, this is not a problem from my personal position. We do have combat WASP launch cradles. However, you would have to provide the WASPs themselves, and I would require some reassurance that we will not be involved in any controversial action in a system where Confederation Navy ships are present. As a commercial vessel, I have no license to carry such items." "You would be operating under government license, which allows you to carry any weapon system quite legitimately. This entire mission is completely legal." "So?" André Duchamp gave him a quizzical glance. "This is excellent news. A legal combat mission is one I will welcome. As I say, I have no objection to conducting anti-ship engagements. May I ask which government you represent?" "Lalonde." André Duchamp had a long blink while his neural mnemonics almanac file reviewed the star system. "A stage 1 colony world. Interesting." "I'm negotiating with several astro-engineering companies with stations here at Tranquility for combat WASPs," Terence Smith said. "There will also be several nuclear-armed atmospheric entry warheads to be taken on the mission. Would you be prepared to carry and deploy them?"
"Oui."
"In that case, I believe we can do business, Captain Duchamp." "You have yet to mention money. I am authorized to issue a 500,000 fuser dollar fee for every ship which registers for Lalonde naval duty, payable on arrival at our destination. Pay for an individual starship is 300,000 fuser dollars per month, with a minimum of 2 months' duty guaranteed. There will be bonuses for enemy starships and space planes destroyed, and a completion bonus of 300,000 fuser dollars. We will not, however, be providing insurance cover." André Duchamp took a leisurely sip of wine. "I have one further question."
"Yes?
Does this enemy use antimatter?"
"No."
"Very well. I would haggle the somewhat depressing price." He cast a glance around the crowded room, crews not quite watching to see what the outcome would be. "But I feel I am not in a strong bargaining position. Today it is a buyer's market." From his table on the other side of the bar, Joshua watched André Duchamp rise from Terence Smith's booth. The two of them shook hands again. Then André went back to the table where his crew were waiting. They all went into a tight huddle. Wolfgang Kerbler, captain of the Maritana, was shown to Smith's booth by Oliver Thwellen. "That looks like 5 ships signed up," Joshua said to his crew.
"Big operation," Dibi Yadev said.
He drained his beer glass and sat it down on the table. "Starships, combat-boosted mercs, enhanced troops, that's a long, expensive shopping list. Big money involved."
Lalonde can't be paying, then, Melvin Ducharme said. It doesn't have any money.